By acknowledging the traditional owners of the land and paying my respects to their elders both past and present. I don't actually have with me a copy of the business papers, so I'll just try and go off the top of my head. Does anyone want to declare any interest tonight? I presume there's no minutes to adopt. Does anyone have any pecuniary or non-pecuniary interests? No. Excellent. Councillor Porteous is in the supper room. We'll be in a moment, so we don't require an apology, and we've got a full house. Should we get on to the items of business? First item, can I ask the minute taker to bring that up on the screen? I'll ask everyone to please stand for a moment of quiet contemplation. Please be seated. I'll also begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Item one, financial statements. Councillor McKenna.
I'd like to move this, the recommendation as printed in the business papers. And I'd like to just say a few words. Thank you particularly to Daryl Jackson for the work that he's put in to get our books to this stage. Thanks also to all of the officers, past and present. As you would know, we've had a lot of people leave us this year, which has made Daryl's job that much more difficult. And so we really do appreciate the work that he's done. Thanks also to the ARIC for their diligence and assistance and being so probing in the questions they ask. Thank you to the Audit Office for their assistance getting to the final sign-off last Thursday. They've been really supportive and helpful, and it has been an absolute team effort. Because this is year three for the Inner West Council, and considerable work continues to be done to bring the three legacy councils together. It's pleasing to see the financial benchmarks, mostly above the industry benchmarks. I'd like to flag that during the next budget process, we need to have the discussion about the a level of internal reserve of employee leave entitlements. Some of us were present at the conference for the financial education session, and that was particularly raised that 100% is pretty, it's pretty amazing to have 100% reserve, and we should perhaps look at reducing that somewhat. Once again, thank you very much to the team, and I commend the motion before you.
Comments or briefs?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. So good evening, Mayor and Councillors. So as introduced, from Caroline Kerakitsanis from the Audit Office and Michael Kazoo from the Audit Office as well. So thank you for the invitation to present our report on the conduct of the audit of Inner West. So this year was the first year we've actually performed the audit of Inner West Council in-house. You'll be familiar, in the past 2 years we've actually engaged an audit service provider, so they, PwC, have been doing the audit with our oversight. So we are also in year three of auditing local government, and with that we're learning more about the sector. We've brought more councils in-house, so we now audit 28 in-house, and with that we're continuing to learn more about this, you know, specific issues relating to local government. So we'll be taking you through the results, just a high-level snapshot of your council and how you compared to the industry benchmarks. But before doing that, just to talk about the Audit Office generally and some of the reports that we have put out. So you will be familiar, this year in February 2019, we tabled our local government report to Parliament, which is on the sector as a whole. We really just focused on key observations from the 2017-18 audit. I suppose one positive was we did see an increase in the timeliness of submission of financial statements from councils. We actually had 80% submitting their financial statements before the 31 October deadline, compared to 73% in 2017. So we'll see how we land for 2019. There were insights that we generated around financial reporting, sustainability, asset management, governance and IT. We've also released a data visualisation tool on our website, and that's where you can go in and compare your council to others. However, you're probably familiar that the Office of Local Government, through the State Minister, has recently released your council just late September this year. So on that website, you can actually go and compare yourself to other councils. So given that work's been done in the space, our office won't be continuing to publish our visualisation tool. So I suppose, and going forward, the results of the 18-19 audits will be published probably February or March next year. And there were certain key areas of focus that we looked at as part of the 18-19 accounts that will all be concluded in that report. So we don't just do financial audits as part of the audit office, we also do performance audits. We actually did table 3 performance audits this year in the local government space. So one you're probably familiar with was the workforce reform in the 3 amalgamated councils that was tabled in May of this year, that it did include Inner West as an auditee. We also tabled a report on domestic waste management in Campbelltown and Fairfield and development assessments, so pre-lodgement and lodgement, and we looked at that in Camden Council and Randwick. So they're available on our website if you wanted to see further information on that. So another thing that our office puts out is our annual work plan. In August we've just released our latest annual work plan, so it's really looking forward for the next 3 years, and it just gives you an indication of what areas of focus the Auditor General will be looking at in performance audit across all sectors and key focus areas in financial audit. So if you looked at that plan, you'll note there are 3 scheduled performance audits that are planned between now and 30 June 2020. So in the local government space, we'll be looking at credit card management, developer contributions and voluntary planning agreements, and management of procurement. And then post 30 June 2020, we'll look at audit risk and improvement committees, cybersecurity, and rural water supply and sewerage, the fees and charges. So they're just the sort of the topics that we're highlighting to look at going forward. But I suppose turning now to the financial statements, which was, you know, the focus of our external audit, we have completed the audit of the general purpose and the special purpose and schedules for 30 June 2019. So I am pleased to report that we will be issuing a clean audit opinion on your council's financial statements for 2018-19. So it means that the statements contain no material misstatements and present fairly. So one of the things I'll talk to again are the key performance indicators. So in the financial statements, there are actually 6 of which are audited, so I'll only speak to those ones. So Council has met the OLG industry benchmarks for all 6 of the audited key financial performance ratios in 2019. So if we look at the operating results of your council, you can see you've achieved a net operating surplus of 16.9 million, which is compared to 14.8 million in the previous year. So you did have an increase of 2.1 million, mainly due to increase in rates and annual charges and the grants and contributions. But when you take out capital grants and developer contributions, then the net operating result did decrease to a deficit of 6.6 million, which is still higher than the deficit of 2.1 million in the prior year. So if you look to the related performance ratios, you have achieved an operating performance ratio of 0.5%. So this has decreased from 3.24% in 2018. So it is just exceeding the industry benchmark of break-even. So this means that you can contain expenditure within operating revenue. So Inner West also exceeded your own source operating revenue benchmark, which is set at 60% by the industry. So you've hit 86.7%, which is consistent with prior years. So this really means that the council is not heavily reliant on external funding, such as grants and contributions. So it is an indication of, you know, sustainability. So that's all more on the income side. But turning to the balance sheet, you're in a sound financial position. You've got strong cash and investment balances of $223 million, which is slightly higher than the $217 million in 2018. But of this, 28% or $62.6 million is unrestricted, while the rest is restricted for specific purposes, either internal or external. So if you look at the impact of the cash balances, your unrestricted current ratio is 3.04, which is slightly lower than last year, but it's still higher than the industry benchmark of 1.5, meaning that you can service your short-term obligations as they fall due. You've also exceeded your cash expense cover ratio benchmark, which is greater than 3 months, which it means that the council can continue paying for its immediate expenses for 7.42 months without any additional cash inflows. And similarly, the debt service cover ratio is 6.6 times, which is above the benchmark of 2, meaning you're able to service your loans. So overall, looking at the 6 performance ratios set by the industry, you have met those. So I would, you know, like to congratulate the Mayor and CEO for those results, and also like to thank the CEO management for working with us during the audit process. Sort of concludes my presentation. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much for that, Caroline, and for all of your work until now. I might just open it up to questions through the chair. Councillor Passos.
Thank you for that. You said that overall we seem to be doing okay.
Met the benchmark, the ratios. Yeah.
Compared to other councils, would we be expected to do better with our increases?
I'll put that question to Caroline.
Yeah, so I suppose from our perspective, it's difficult. I can't really comment on how you compare to other councils, but I would, you know, suggest that you look at your council website, where you can compare yourself to the average of the other metro councils.
With the increase in service charges and rates and that, should we be doing better?
I'll put that question to Caroline.
Thank you, Mayor. Probably can't comment on how you can perform better. Probably best for management to respond to that question.
Okay. Further questions? Councillor De Cruz.
Thank you for your report, and we're getting to understand these figures better, and your explanation is certainly helpful. I guess we have exceeded the benchmarks quite substantially, and I just wonder if you'd like to comment on exceeding a benchmark impact on the operations.
Again, I can't specifically comment on other than noting that you've met the benchmarks set by the industry. We don't audit the benchmarks or whether those are appropriate benchmarks. We can just compare to see how you performed against that set by industry. And there are other benchmarks that are not audited that I don't comment on as well.
Thank you for that. Councillor Cruz.
I guess the question I was actually just asking is, generally, when a benchmark is set, is deviating from the benchmark a good thing or a bad thing, or allows you lots of flexibility? So should we kind of be moving back towards the benchmark is the kind of question I was asking, if you have any view on
it. I mean, I think in just looking at a benchmark, if you're exceeding it, that would be a positive result. Yeah.
Okay. Further questions? Councillor Keat.
Yeah, thanks to Mr. Jackson and the CEO for preparing the report, and thanks to the auditors for your verbal report on that and your work. Look, my question is about an issue that we've talked about a lot here at Council with respect to infrastructure assets and the non-mandatory or the special benchmarks that apply, and they appear in a special schedule to this report or to this financial statement. Can you comment on the status of those benchmarks? And I note that we don't meet the infrastructure backlog ratio and the asset maintenance ratio. Can you comment on the meaning of that, whether this is something that's aspirational that most councils aren't meeting, and what it would mean for us to to fall within those benchmarks in the future.
Put that question to the auditors.
Thank you for that. So as I mentioned before, that specific schedule is unaudited. So so in terms of commenting on how appropriate the benchmark is, I wouldn't be able to give a fair comment other than, I suppose, with the information that you have, you can see that the council actually did hit more than 100% for the infrastructure renewal ratio. I mean, that means that the rate of asset renewal is higher than the relative rate at which those assets are depreciating. And as you've pointed out already, the maintenance and backlog maintenance were not met. But in terms of those numbers, we haven't audited, and yeah, so I'm just reading off the schedule.
Okay, thank you for that, Councillor Kiat.
Can I just have a follow-up on that question from?
I'll put that to him.
We've organised an independent review of the budget position, and there's a briefing from Dennis Banachevic to councillors, I think, on November the 6th, organised to go through that and a whole range of other issues as well. So we might be able to address that infrastructure benchmarking question for councillors.
Councillor Kiat. Further questions, councillors? Councillor Porteous.
Just a couple of questions. The ability, you said we're able to service our loans. Does it also indicate that we have an ability to take on more loans in further financial years?
I'll put that question to the auditors.
I can only comment that on the current ratio, which means you can currently service your loans, taking on new loans would be a management decision that I wouldn't be able to provide commentary on.
Okay. Councillor Porteous?
I don't know if you'll be able to answer this then or not, but I'll ask. Do you predict any particular risks that we should be aware of moving into our long-term financial plan? If you'd sort of make a comment maybe for the next 5 years and for the next 10 years.
I'll put that question to the auditors.
Again, looking at future predictions of long-term planning is really something that does sit with management. So I would encourage you to raise those questions with management, something I'm not privy to at this stage or would comment on.
Councillor Porteous.
Okay. The other question actually is probably to the General Manager. Just in terms of the wording on the resolution, I just want a clarification that the wording endorses the financial statements be placed on exhibition is not saying that council is tonight endorsing the financial statements. We're only endorsing them to go out on exhibition. And I also want a clarification. It says it will come back to the November 2019 council meeting, which doesn't sound like a lot of time for them to be out on exhibition. So how many days are they actually out on exhibition?
I'll put that question
and which meeting would they be coming back to in November?
Put that question, those questions to the Chief Executive.
My understanding that's the wording that's been used traditionally, but we are seeking sign-off on the accounts tonight. We are seeking sign-off on the accounts tonight. So we may need to change those words.
Sign-off. So that changes. So you're saying that the wording there actually says that we are endorsing the financial statements?
That's correct, Councillor.
Okay.
Councillor Porteous.
I think I'd probably want to change the wording because I'm not comfortable until we've had this. I understand we're getting a briefing from the General Manager on the financials, and I actually want that briefing before I would sign off on this. So I don't think I can sign off on this tonight without that.
So we've had the Audit and Risk Committee sign off on the accounts. The New South Wales Audit Office has signed off on the accounts and given us a clean bill of health. It's a matter then for councillors as to whether they're comfortable recommending that the accounts be signed off. We're up against a timeline that we'll need to pursue. Though I think the broader questions that you have about the budget will be addressed in our briefing on the November the 6th. But again, this is a matter for council. If you don't feel inclined to sign that off, then we'll need to work out with the Audit Office what we need to do.
Okay, look,
Councillor Porteous.
I'm going to move a foreshadowed motion that one, receive and note the report, and two, endorse placing the financial statements on public exhibition with a view of tabling the final report at the November 2019 council meeting for endorsement. I'll move that as a foreshadowed motion.
Okay. Do you wish to speak to that, Councillor?
Yes, just briefly. I don't think that my understanding, having spoken to the General Manager previously about this item tonight, was that we would actually be getting a briefing before this came to Council. That didn't happen. My reading of the recommendation as it stands was that we would only be signing off tonight on it going out on exhibition. We'd have that briefing and then we would have final sign-off after that briefing. If that's not the case, I want to have the briefing before I sign off on it because I haven't had a briefing on this. So with my due diligence, I feel that I can't sign off on this tonight, but I'm happy for it to go out on exhibition.
Okay, is there a seconder for that?
I second that.
Seconded by Councillor Passos. So we've got a primary motion for adoption of the financial statements, and then I'm not certain that it's a foreshadowed motion. Couldn't it just be an amendment?
I'm happy for it.
Okay, we'll work that out. Further, now we're still up on questions to the auditors. So I'll ask people not to put forward any further amendments that they have now until everyone's been able to ask their questions. Councillor Lockie.
Just wanted to clarify in reference to that amendment / foreshadowed motion. Tonight we are just signing off on these statements as a true and fair record of the accounts for last year, aren't we? We're not making any strategic judgment on what's in there, not making any judgment about what might be coming forward in terms of future budget planning. That's correct, isn't it?
I'll put that question to the auditors.
Sorry, yeah, so my understanding is that Council do endorse and sign the financial statements, and then the process that is that I will sign my independent auditor's report only after I've received the signed financial statements,
yep.
which is due to be lodged with the OLG by 31
yep.
October as a statutory deadline.
Yes.
Oh, lucky.
And that's exactly as I anticipated it. So if we were to defer endorsing these financial statements, we are potentially in breach of meeting
correct.
That deadline. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? Yeah. Councillor Drury.
Mayor, can I... things are moving a little bit quickly. Can I see on the screen the resolution of McKenna and Steer?
I can see it on the screen now.
That's it. It says it's going on public exhibition, which is actually not.
But that's then not the resolution. That's my point.
Sorry, I'm confused, Councillor Drury.
The resolution that I understand Councillor McKenna and Steer are moving is receives and notes the report, one. Secondly, endorses the financial statement and the statements, full stop. Is that, in fact, correct?
No, the officer's recommendation, the second point reads, endorses the final statements to be placed on public exhibition with a view of tabling the final report at the November 2019 council meeting. And my understanding was that the officer's recommendation had been moved.
Point of order, that's slightly different to what's in the papers. I think that's what Councillor Drury's questioning.
Well, it's not different to what's in the papers in front of me.
Okay.
It's confusion, so we just talk about
it. I'm not taking any responsibility for the gap between the people moving motions and the minute takers. That's the job of everybody else in the council to walk up and clarify that.
So, Mayor, while I'm standing, may I ask the General Manager, what is his recommendation in terms of dot point 3, and can we have that?
I'll put that question. There is
dot point 3,
I don't believe.
Dot point 2.
I'll put that question to the Chief Executive.
So, just for clarity, councillors, the purpose of placing the items on exhibition is simply to publish the accounts and that they've been signed off by council. It's an information rather than a collection of further information. It's just for information.
The correct terminology would be publish.
Thank you.
Okay, and therefore, the General Manager, CEO. The words that are on the front of the screen in front of me, which are slightly different to what says, endorses the financial statements to be placed on public exhibition with a view to tabling the final report in November 2019 council meeting. Is that the officer's recommendation?
Yes.
I'll put that question to the Chief Executive.
My understanding, that's the format of words that have been used for many years. But for clarity, if councils are minded this way, we simply say that endorses the financial statements to be published. Full stop.
There's the advice from the Chief Executive. Councillor Drury.
Okay. May I ask whether the mover and seconder accept that?
I'll put that to question to Councillor McKenna and Councillor Steer.
Yes.
Okay, that's incorporated as the primary motion. Thank you for clearing that up for us, Councillor Drury. Does anyone have any questions for the auditors? If not, I will go to ask whether anyone wishes to speak for or against the primary motion or the foreshadowed motion, or to amend them. Councillor Stamoulos.
Well, let's get this motion correct. We are endorsing the financial statements and publishing the statements, and that they need to be the words of the motion.
That reflects what has been just amended to read for the primary motion to read.
No, we're just saying endorses the financial statements to be published.
Well, yes. On the screen in front of me, it says to be published.
And to be published.
No, endorses the financial statements and to publish the financial statements.
I'll tell you what, this is turning into a bloody language class. Anyone got a comma or an apostrophe they want to throw in? At this point, I'd like to declare defeat. I optimistically suggested this meeting could be finished in 10 minutes. I'm an idiot. Councillor Stamoulos. Great. Councillor Passos.
So, I have a few more questions about this whole exercise, but do the auditors have to stay?
Well, let's get the questions done first. If you've got more questions, then we'll go back to the debate.
Well, it's to the officer.
Yeah.
This was deferred.
I'll call the meeting to order. Councillor Passos has the floor.
This was deferred from the last council meeting because there was a hiccup or a few problems. Then we received the new agenda, and then again tonight on the desk we see even more explanation and changes. I'm not comfortable with that at all. I'm not casting any aspersions on anybody, but it seems to have been such a very, very difficult exercise to get the figures to us in the proper manner. Three goes. That rings alarm bells to me. You had to have three goes at it.
I'm going to call it a statement.
A statement, yes.
So, okay, do you have any questions?
Well, first of all, I don't profess to be an accountant. You only have to ask my husband how good I am with money. I have a problem. I would like things explained to us in layman's terms. I would like to know, what have we saved with the restructuring? How much money we've got, God forbid. Let's give you a scenario that you're kidnapped, Mr. Mayor.
What are we? Whoa!
Kidnappers? What are we?
Wouldn't be worth much.
No, they might want
to. Who would pay?
I want to know how much cash we've got that we have to pay the ransom to get you out, not be the first to pay it.
Okay.
I've got a problem.
No, hold on. I'm going to ask you to formulate this. You've asked a question about how much spare cash we have available, essentially.
Yep. What's the restructuring? What have we saved with the restructuring?
Okay. I'll put that question to the Chief Executive. I'll call the meeting to order. I'll note that Councillor Porteous is currently formulating the words for a motion about how much she would be willing to spend to save me if I were kidnapped. Thank you, Councillor Porteous. Chief Executive.
In the unlikely prospect that the mayor was kidnapped, I'm not sure that we'd need too many reserves. But the broader question about the process today is, my understanding is that in the lead up to the Audit and Risk Committee meeting, which was held last week, the Audit Office had some technical concerns about how, and they can speak for themselves in a moment, about how some of the detail was done. The papers distributed tonight go to just some of the detail in the notes that have been provided, and I hope I'm not verballing either of you. So that's just been a technical process rather than one of substance. In terms of the current amount of cash reserves, I think Carolyn has indicated where that sits, but I'll ask her to repeat that if necessary.
Okay.
Was that 6 or 16?
Well, I'll put that to the auditor.
Yeah.
Thank you. So in terms of cash, what's reported in the financial statements is you do have cash and investment balances of $223 million and there's $62.6 million unrestricted as in not restricted by external or internal.
So that would pay the ransom. They'd probably only ask for $10.
I don't know what the ransom would be, but that's how much you've got left. Yeah.
It's a very contentious debate.
Thank you.
Okay, there's no further questions for the auditors. You have more? Yep.
So just trying to understand, in those reserves, the staff entitlements is one such reserve, which is currently, as Councillor McKenna said, at 100%. If that was reduced to 50%, would that have an effect on our deficit?
I'll put that question to the auditor.
So what it would have an impact on is your unrestricted reserve. So internal restrictions are those passed by council resolution, and external restrictions are those other external restrictions. So the leave that you refer to would have been an internal restriction. So changes to that will leave either more or less in your unrestricted cash reserves.
But it doesn't affect the deficit?
No, no.
Any further questions? Council passes.
One more. Mm-hmm. Your role in this is to... I've asked this question before. I think I've forgotten what the answer was. As auditors, your role is to make sure that council has put the figures in the right column. Your role is not to give a statement on whether we're doing the right thing or not, the way we're handling our finances. You are here to say we've done it by the right date and the numbers are in the right column, isn't it?
I'll put that question to the auditors.
So really the role of external audit is to ensure that the financial statements
are done on the right
prepared time. Yeah, in accordance with the accounting standards and that they're materially correct. So my opinion does refer to the accounts, make sure that they're true and fair and free from material misstatement. So I don't give any opinion on
So you have no comment or opinion or when you go and say, oh, Liz, you're spending too much here, you shouldn't be doing this. And
no, what, that's not part of our mandate.
You don't give that advice?
No.
Okay.
Who would give that advice?
You have to refer to management on that.
Okay. So there being... Oh, no. Have you got another question for the auditor?
Yeah. I don't know if it's for the auditor for our staff, but I've just noticed in the corrections that we've got on our table, it says that it comes from papers that have 77 pages. In the report we've got in our papers, there are 68 pages. Is that movement just formatting changes? As opposed to additional information?
One of the officers?
Yes, an extended ransom note for the mayor.
Yes, I think probably the pages at the end are after the audited accounts, all the special schedules which are not audited.
Okay, if there's no further questions for the auditors, I'll thank them very much for attending tonight, for their time and for all of their work, and I'll let you adjourn.
Thank you.
We'll get on with the discussion of the primary and foreshadowed motions. Are there any amendments? There's no amendments. I'll go to...
So I'm just going to... Look, under protest, I'm going to withdraw my foreshadowed slash amendment just from the point of view that it seems that this is basic... I think it's poor process, and I will flag that I don't want to have this process again. I want us to have a proper briefing before these come to council. But it does seem that we are going to be in breach to some extent of the regulations if we don't publish these statements.
Okay.
So I will withdraw them, but under duress.
Councillor Portis has withdrawn her foreshadowed motion. Councillor Passos?
Well, I second it, so I suppose I'm withdrawn along with it, but I'll be voting against this, and I am willing to wear the breach because it's not our responsibility. If this should not be put to us at the last moment and then told, and with a handwritten speech for a councillor to get up and move it, I don't like the way that things are operating here. Not at all. I would like the proper briefings, the proper explanations. I'll be voting against this and I'll wear the breach. I'll explain why I've breached voting against it.
Okay, there's no further amendments. I'll go to Councillor McKenna for a right of reply.
That was very interesting debate. Yes. It is. This has been this, while the audited accounts have been vetted by the Audit and Risk Committee, and we do need to have the Mayor and the CEO sign this off today so that we can have them lodged in the appropriate time frame. So I would ask that councillors support this motion. And I just, I'm not 100% certain because I have all of the audit and risk meeting note minutes and details on my hub, and I wonder, I'm sure they're available. Are they available to everyone?
No.
They're not?
No.
Only to you and I? Right, I wasn't aware of that. They're not available to everybody?
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
Didn't realise this was.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I'm just trying to establish whether the minutes are available to all of the councillors. I thought they were, so I'm assuming that councillors would have the opportunity to read them. Anyway, yeah,
I've just confirmed with Mr. Naylor that that's correct. Please proceed.
Is that correct?
It will go out.
Thanks. It's okay. Anyway, I commend the motion.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. I'll call the meeting to order. Sorry, Councillor McKenna. Okay, no problem. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? Declare that carried with Councillor Porteous and Councillor Passos against. Now, we only need to go into Committee of the Whole to deal with the next item if anyone wants to actually discuss it. If not, the officer's recommendation can be adopted. Does anyone wish to
go into Committee of the Whole? I move the officer's recommendation as printed.
Councillor Drury will move the officer's recommendation, seconded by Councillor McKenna. All those in favour? Okay, Councillor Catt is moving that we move into Committee of the Whole. Is there a seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor Stamoulis. All those in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Okay, we'll clear the chamber. Okay.